You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Kerry Burke, who's here to tell us about the final public speaking event that is taking place in Glasgow after six previous classes. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit about this event that is coming up on Tuesday. I know a lot's been leading up to it.
RNIB got into contact with the Glasgow Speakers Club and they put on a course for visually impaired people to be able to learn how to do public speaking and improve our confidence in that sort of area. So for the past 6 weeks, we've been meeting in Glasgow City Chambers and constructing speeches, doing criticism, practices, everything like that. And this Tuesday from 12 to 2 in Glasgow City Chambers, we're going to be doing our final performance in front of anyone who wants to come along.
Now, people might be sitting there thinking, public speaking, that's easy, I could do that. But like, there's an awful lot to it. So what have been some of the skills that people have picked up throughout the course?
Well, I've certainly picked up pacing has been one of my biggest critiques. I've learned there's a huge difference between talking the conversation and giving a speech. And there's a lot of projection involved. There's a lot of tone and gestures that can be used to emphasize. I've done a tiny bit of public speaking, but nothing that required training, sort of. So as somebody who's the majority being in the audience, you can just be like, oh, that's an easy, like, look at them, they're just talking about something that they know about. However, when you're standing there and you're trying to entertain and inform and encourage people to understand the topic, there's quite a lot that goes into it, and it's a lot of different components can be part of it.
Yeah, there's so many different technical aspects to it almost. It's the thing of like, speak slow so you sound slow to yourself and project and all that. So an awful lot that goes into it. So what have been some of the exercises that you've been doing as part of the course?
So we usually have a big run through of everyone going through all the previous feedback they've had during the week and the practices and the consolidation of the speeches. And then we usually give peer assessments to one another. And then the professionals, the members of the club, will come in and they'll give us our personal critiques and feedbacks. And therefore, when we're going through the speech, we'll then be split into one-on-one with a member of the speaking club. And we'll go through them individually to break it up. And then if somebody says something, oh, I've missed it from the speech, oh, I've missed that. There's a lot of external feedback, which is great, because for instance I've missed something in my speech one week and somebody goes, oh, I actually quite missed that part. That brings a lot to it. So a big part of it is understanding what the audience is wanting and being able to deliver that.
If people are coming along to this event on Tuesday, what can they expect?
It's an event from 12 to 2 and we're going to be doing, there's 4 visual impairment speakers, and then I believe there's going to be 3 members from the club giving speeches of their own to kind of give an example of a professional polished speech, if you will. However, the 4 visual impairment speakers, we've got lots of varied topics. Mine is going to be on sitcoms and why they're important, more important than what people probably initially think, and how they can eventually become bad. We've got somebody talking about dreams and the theories and concepts behind them. We've got somebody talking about her personal visual impairment journey, going to the Royal Blind School and getting her guide dog. And we have somebody talking about the lyrics behind metal rock, like metal music, and therefore how it can influence people and it's not something sadistic and evil as the general population thinks. So we've got a big mix of what people could be interested in.
Certainly do. A real mixed bag of topics there. If people want to come along and hear the meanings behind the lyrics of death metal, how can they get in touch and how can they register their interest to come along?
So if you email RNIB, Connor Joseph, he is the coordinator for this event. However, at the public speakers, they also are fine to get in touch with and everything like that. I'm also sure if you just show up on Tuesday in Glasgow City Chambers and say you're here, it's going to be held in the debating chamber, which we were in last week to practice in. It's very grand and is very, very polished and beautiful. So I'm sure if you email him, but also if you show up, there'd be no problem in that at all.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Kerry Burke, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and best of luck with
your
public speaking.